We're grateful to the team who made tonight happen. Judah Rosenbaum, Ozzie Mandel, Michael Wiedeker, Eric Teller, the entire team of the Abraham, to the Emersons for opening their home, and of course, to Eitan and his incomparable team for making tonight what it is. And what is it? What are we doing here tonight? We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want Kutcher Brihu. Deep down, every Jew does. So it happens. But two of the things that sometimes happen to us. Sometimes we don't understand. Sometimes we don't understand what it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us. We don't understand why those are the mitzvahs that he wants of us. And sometimes the blockage is not in the mind. Sometimes it's desire that's just depleted. We're distracted, our minds are elsewhere, our hearts are elsewhere, there's so much going on, there's stress, and our bandwidth is filled. In the 51st parak of Tehillim, David HaMelech is confronted by Nathan HaNavi. Nathan HaNavi says to David, "You sing. You act the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu never wanted you to act." And David takes it. And he says, "That's right. I need to make changes." Leiv Tahor Bra Li Elokim, David HaMelech says in the 51st parak of Tehillim, "HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me a pure heart. And give me a ruach nacham, a well-founded spirit." The Rosh Weiss suggests that it's exactly these two issues that David is speaking to. The ruach nacham, a desire to understand what he doesn't yet understand, and a leiv tahor, a pure heart, with refreshed desire, a capacity to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Asher Weiss goes on to suggest that that as well is what Moshe Rabbeinu tells us. It is coming to explain it. And Moshe gives us chizuk. And he tells us, tshuva is possible. You might think, this is just the way I am. This is where I'm at. This is my rut. This is my groove. And this is just the way it's going to be. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, they probably saw it. This is not the truth. Well, the place in Imchah, the Lord Rechokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is not the place. It's not so mysterious you can't understand it. It's not rachoka. It's not so remote and distant that you can't connect. Lo b'shamayim, it's not too high up there that our minds can't reach. It's not me'eiver layam. It's on the other side of the ocean. It's not too far away. So what's the etzah? But we do sometimes feel that way. We do sometimes feel, we just don't understand the what and the why of what's happening. We do sometimes feel that our hearts are just too full, that there's nothing left for our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Kotzker famously pointed out, every day we say in Krishna, that these words, these ideas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Vahatzah Shev, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, we're meant to love Him. Keep these words, we say in Shema, Al-Lubavetha, on your heart. Drop the cuts, on your heart, should be Bil-Lubavetha. What does it help with the top of your heart? The cuts is something so simple and so powerful and so true. A lot of times you come across ideas and the heart isn't yet open. Whether it's the lave in the sense of the mind, the lave in the sense of the heart, sometimes you come across ideas and feelings and it's odorous and it's not yet ready to go in. So the Pasuk tells us that's fine. If the heart isn't yet open, it's laid in the open, let it sit on top of you. All of us, let those dvarim be on the heart. Then when the heart opens, they're ready to come in. Those dvarim are ready to sink in. And how do we open up? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu goes on to tell us in this expression. It is possible. It is doable. We've been here before, and we can do this. We might feel like the tshuva didn't work in Tavshin Pei Aleph, it didn't work in Tavshin Ayin Aleph. But it can happen in Tashem Pebes. Kikar velach ha'tavim ba'ol. And the tools are v'ficha v'vav ha'vasas. V'ficha, we can throw ourselves back into learning. To learn more, to learn differently, and to explore the what of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, and to explore the why of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. And to build up, not only can we access the Ruach Nachum, but to build up, we have the capacity to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the capacity to change our way, to enhance our way, to polish, to raise up what was. And this is our avoda tonight. Through the call of music, to open our minds, to open our hearts, to learn and to work for a refreshed ruach and a refreshed living. May we zoche to be willing to believe in ourselves enough to begin to prune that meiwas, to really develop ourselves, and may tonight be the start of great things.